With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Don Rowe may be out as San Bernardino County 3rd District Supervisor. A San Bernardino Superior Court judge ruled yesterday that the Board of Supervisors violated the Brown Act, which guarantees the public's right to attend and participate in meetings of local legislative bodies, when they chose Rowe for the seat. The judge's ruling concludes that Rowe's appointment is null and void and that a new appointment will be made by Governor Gavin Newsom. The county has said they will appeal the decision. Rowe announced this week that she will run for a full term as a 3rd District Supervisor in 2020. A 167-acre brush fire burning in Riverside County, a few miles southwest of Mountain Center in the San Bernardino National Forest, was 95% contained this morning. The Batista fire was reported about 7:25 p.m. Sunday, northeast of Batista Road, near the South Fork River, according to the USFS. Agency spokesman Zach Behrens said that at the height of the blaze, 300 firefighters worked to encircle it. However, many firefighters have since returned to their bases. Riverside County Fire Department Chief Sean Newman told the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday that favorable weather conditions, including minimal winds and cooler temperatures, aided crews in solidifying containment lines. No homes or other structures were threatened by the fire. The cause is under investigation. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law a controversial bill that will change the employment status for more than a million California workers. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains what's next.
The legislation was in response to the state Supreme Court's Dynamics decision. AB 5 is best known for how it would affect the gig economy, as drivers for Uber and Lyft will no longer be classified as independent contractors. But it touches several other industries, including truck drivers, health aides, and janitors. As employees, they'll get benefits contractors do not, including minimum wage, paid sick days, health insurance. The California Labor Federation says this law is the most significant victory for workers in a generation. The California Chamber of Commerce says it's pleased. AB 5 gave exemptions to several industries, including doctors, real estate agents, and hairstylists. The chamber says it will work for further exemptions next year. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash have said they'll go to the voters in 2020 to create a new category of worker that falls between an employee and a contractor. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
25 Southern California doctors and others are accused of billing Medicare and other health plans for $150 million in fraudulent charges. Federal cases were announced Wednesday in Los Angeles and Santa Ana. Authorities say the defendants billed Medicare, Medicaid, private insurers, and union health plans for tests, prescriptions, and services that were unnecessary or were never actually provided. More than a dozen of those charged are doctors or other medical professionals, including chiropractors and a pharmacist. California officials have put a private company's plan to build a high-speed train between Las Vegas and Southern California one step closer to reality. A state committee chaired by Treasurer Fiona Ma on Wednesday approved $300 million in tax-exempt private activity bonds for the project by Virgin Trains USA. The state will consider approving the same amount again next year. Officials say that would allow Virgin Trains USA to issue about $2.4 billion worth of debt. That's roughly half of what it would need to build the train. California's move is the first step to financing the project, which has faced delays and ownership changes. The company wants trains running by 2023. University of California President Janet Napolitano has announced she plans to step down in August 2020. A former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security and Democratic Governor of Arizona, Napolitano became the first woman to lead the 10-campus University of California system in September 2013. Napolitano said in a statement that the decision to step down was tough and bittersweet, but the time is right. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.